Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Goldshore Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GSHR and on the OTCQB under the symbol GSHRF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Brett Richards. Now, Goldshore is focused at the Moss Lake Gold Project in Ontario. The company has an ongoing 100,000-meter drill program to continue to grow the resource. It is a historic resource of right around 4 million ounces, both indicated and inferred, right around a gram per ton. The indicated is 1.08 grams per ton. This resource encompasses about three main zones. I want to talk about the drill results that were released May 5th. Now, hole 14, one hole was released. This hole hit 128.3 meters, grading 1.1 grams per ton gold. Also, there is a, I think, discovery, we can call it, of a new parallel zone that returned 16 meters at 5.31 grams per ton gold. Brett, take us through this drill hole. What was the goal behind this drill hole, and what's this parallel zone that was discovered?
Yeah, so lots to unpack here. So hole 14 is at the towards the northeast end of the existing historical deposit, and we drilled up there. And again, in the wintertime, topography kind of dictates the rule at the end of the day. You can't always drill where you want to drill in the wintertime, but we were able to get some holes up in the northeast part. Now, hole 14 is on the very southern edge of the historical deposit, and we drilled out of it in order to see, you know, what was going on. Because if you remember when we talked last time, Corey, we had conducted a really big VTEM survey through Geotech and had Techno Imaging do all the inversion models and 3D models for us that are now on our website under the Verify platform. But you can very easily see that the mineralization at Moss Lake really hugs to these, I'll say these sulfide cherts and right on the border of them. And so we wanted to test that. And when we did, we ran into a brand new parallel zone that we didn't know about. And it was thought that there was something going on there because you can see these structures running through from on the geophysical survey. So Pete Flindell, who is my VP of exploration, said, hey, you know what? We're going to start and orient this so that we can see what's going on over there. It delivered, the hole itself delivered two things. First of all, 128 meters at a gram five, 1.05, and there's some a bit of higher grade in there. There's 40 meters at almost 2 grams and 3.6 meters at 1.8 grams. So some really good consistency down from about 100 meters down to about 230 meters. Great meat in the sandwich, if there's a better analogy. But this is what I said is like more of the same. We're seeing this in the historical core. We're seeing this in the drilling we're doing now. Big intercepts, 100 to 150 meters at 1 gram, 1.1 gram, 1.2 grams. But the discovery, let's call it that, 16 meters at 5.31 grams, quite a ways away from the existing resource, kind of on a tangent to it and parallel. You know, coming, it's down at 477 meters. But what we're going to do now is start to track that along the deposit and see how this gets pulled into the resource. I'm really encouraged by certainly the grade, and I'm really encouraged from the fact that, you know, this deposit is much wider, it is much deeper, and it is much longer than Moss Lake originally reported and the resource originally reports. So two really big takeaways from this in my view.
Yeah, Brett, it's very encouraging to see you hit such a long intercept of mineralization in line with what you'd expect to find in the known deposit, but outside the known deposit and as a parallel structure. And I know that this is a large program, as we mentioned, 100,000-meter drill program, but just bring us up to speed on where things are going to be moving as you continue to explore, because I believe you have 4 rigs on the ground now with plans to add more. And where will you be filling in as these other drill rigs start turning?
Yeah, great question. We are now, we're off the ice and we are kind of back on, you know, off the muskeg and more on kind of solid ground. And we're going to be running around 5 rigs at Moss Lake through the extent of it. There will be a couple of rigs working on infill. There's going to be a couple of rigs working on step out, both laterally and a long strike. And I think a long strike is very important simply because the VTEM survey that we have modeled and is on our website, you can very quickly see, you know, the deposition continuity to the northeast for another 12 kilometers, which has the exact same geophysical signature of Moss Lake. And why are we so confident? Because there's already historical drilling out in these areas that delivered 150 or 170 meters at 1.2, 1.3 grams. So we know there's mineralization out there. It has the exact same geophysical signature. We just now need to drill this strategically to bring as much into a potential pit shell to and a resource model so that when we do a PEA, all this kind of hangs together. Now, Moss Lake, five rigs. I think that's physically what we can do up there. You know, these things aren't easy to do. You've got to get permitting, you've got to get water use permits and trail permits and road permits. And that is all kind of being done, you know, in parallel. But I think five rigs is about the extent we can do at Moss Lake. But to your point, we are stepping out way down at Coldstream. We're going to be putting kind of three rigs up at East Coldstream, North Coldstream, and Iris Lake, because there is continuity up there. And we're going to be putting a couple of rigs down at Hamlin Lake towards the summertime. And they're going to be, you know, they're going to be drilling down in that area. There's no maiden resource down there, but we have some very, very big targets down there. And there's been 9,000 meters of drilling at Hamlin with some really good returns so far, 0.9 grams and 0.35% copper over 160 meters, which is quite meaningful. So lots going on in three different areas. The focus is on Moss Lake to bring this up to tier one status. And everything else is really kind of free upside, which really comes into adding value to the company at the end of the day.
So Brett, where do you see in terms of these different deposit areas, even including Hamlin, even though there isn't a resource out in that area yet, where do you see the most growth coming from? Because Moss Lake, that already is over 3 million ounces in both indicated and inferred. The East Coldstream deposit, it's under a million ounces. So where do you see some of the best addition of ounces coming?
I think from a percentage standpoint, it's probably not a fair statement, but from a percentage standpoint, I think we're going to see a lot of return at Coldstream just because it's starting from a smaller base. But I really do believe that Moss Lake is going to deliver us 250 or 280 million tons. And that's getting us near that 10 million ounce tier one status. Now, that's my view, and my view comes, you know, it's an educated view. It's a responsible view just based on what we see today. So there is a lot of execution to validate that statement, and there's a lot of execution to go on. So I would say, sure, we're probably going to see from a quantum standpoint, Moss Lake is the principal deposit. We're focusing on it. But let's face it, there is some really, really exciting opportunity both to the northeast and to the southwest, which they're just further behind Moss Lake in the development path. And, you know, maybe one day they'll catch up. But these are significant targets that we're going to be drilling.
Well, Brett, to help you on this quest to get to the 10 million ounces and the tier one status and to tie all these together, the Coldstream, the North Coldstream, Iris Lake, Hamlin Lake, along with Moss Lake, you've got a good ally in your partner, Pete Hamlin. And I know you've worked with him for a number of years, really decades, but maybe just explain his role in the process and helping with the team and keeping the exploration focus tight and growing this deposit.
Yeah, for sure, Chad. Pete Flindell is a 35-year experienced geologist. He cut his teeth at Newmont for about 12 or 13 years. And after that, he and I worked together. And we worked together in places like Indonesia. And he did a lot of work in Indonesia with Newmont. We've worked together in the Philippines. We've worked together in Malaysia. We've worked together in West Africa, in Burkina, in Mali, in Guinea. And we've traveled extensively throughout West Africa together looking for opportunities. And most recently, we worked together on a project, a copper cobalt project in Zambia called Midnight Sun Mining. And then in the last over the last 2 years prior to Goldshore, he and I were in the DRC together on a project called Banro. And one of my clients picked it up in bankruptcy, and we restarted the mine, increased the resource, and got the mine back into production, and worked on an exit strategy where our client could get value, and they did. So been very successful. Pete probably has 15 to 20 million ounces of discovery under his belt in his career. And some of them have come in 1 or 2 million bite-sized chunks, like in West Africa. Others have been bigger in the Philippines and in Indonesia. But he is, you know, well-renowned in the world. He is just a brilliant, brilliant geologist. And he builds really, really strong teams of people. He's very collaborative. He gets on the ground. He's not your traditional corporate, you know, GO or VP of exploration. He actually lives in Thunder Bay. He actually goes to site every day in the week, spends time up there, spends time in Thunder Bay, and manages things with boots on the ground. He logs core. He likes to look at what's going on, and he gets his view of things based on him validating it for himself. And this deposit has, I think, been, we're not 100% there yet, but he has figured this deposit out, and now we have a plan and a strategy to drill it in the proper way, in the proper direction, you know, based on all the work we've done so far. So kudos to Pete. I actually don't, you know, I don't spend enough time educating the market on Pete's ability, but it's extremely strong, and he builds extremely strong teams of people. So he's done an excellent job on this project.
Okay, thanks for that update there, Brett. Just a quick question. With already 4 million ounces in the ground, and it sounds like a lot more ounces that you see being able to be added across the property, what's the strategy here? Is it simply just to keep building ounces, eventually go into some economic studies and get this deposit bought out? Or are you guys going to go down the road of potentially building it?
It's a great question, and I'm not going to answer it directly just yet, but I'll lead up to it. And the reality is today, we're trading at about $17 a historical ounce, which is the lowest in our peer group. So there's a lot of growth opportunity for investors to come in today. And I get it. We're in one of the most tumultuous capital markets we've been in the last 15 years, go back to 2008. But so we're, in my view, we're quite undervalued, even as a starting point. And the economics on this historic resource are quite astounding, because the base case was run at 1546 gold and delivers a $334 million post-tax NPV. And companies like ours should be trading at 0.3 times NPV. So that's 100 cap today, and we're half that. And you know, if you take today's gold price, it's more like kind of a $600 to $900 million post-tax NPV in that trading range I talked about earlier. $1,800 to $2,200, where gold has been playing and where I think it's going to play going forward. So, you know, I think there's a lot of growth for our shares and for our shareholders. Now, having said that, we're going to get through our program. We're going to illustrate to the market that we are a tier one asset or very close to it with tons of upside. And when we're done our program, we are going to do a resource estimate update. And then we're going to take that update and put it into a new PEA so we can spin out what those economics are. And we're doing this in a proper way. We're doing this the way a major would. We're not a junior where we're going to put results out in the market and wave our arms. We're doing this as if we're building this project. We're looking at infrastructure. We're looking at where we're going to locate things. We have the greatest infrastructure of any project I could imagine. We are on the Trans-Canada Highway. We have 10-cent kilowatt-hour power running by our doorstep, two rail lines. One of them is on our property for a little ways up in the northeast, but they parallel the Highway 11, which is the Trans-Canada Highway. So all of these factors, you know, make this project real. So we're going to do the resource estimate by kind of January of next year, and in Q1, we're going to do the PEA. So at the end of Q1, we're going to be sitting here talking this time next year. And I have a corporate decision point. It always comes down to a kind of a decision point in what direction we're going to go. Do I market the company to a major? Do I market the company to, you know, all the majors? Do we bring in a partner, a major, to help finance this? Or do we continue to work through feasibility study? And those questions are all going to have to be answered when we're there. so I know where the market is, so I know, you know, what the availability of capital is and all those great things. But the bottom line is I'm trying to create as much value in a shorter period of time as possible. And then I'm trying to give my shareholders a liquidity event. So if being transactional provides that, then that's great. But at our share price today, you know, we're not there. And we have a lot of, I'll say, upside trajectory to get to where we're going to be this time next year. So I know I'm not answering your question. Are we going to sell the company? You know, who knows? Everybody's for sale. But I do know one thing. Tier one assets in a tier one jurisdiction will be the hottest commodity going forward for gold companies because of this market, because of the geopolitical situation in this world, and protectionism versus what we were trying to establish years ago of globalization, it's now going to be kind of protective. You've seen Barrick take a small position or a smaller position on some companies in Canada. You saw Kinross acquire Great Bear. We've seen Newcrest acquire Pretium. We've seen Newmont be active in many places in North America as well. We have that asset. We are in that jurisdiction, and we're going to be attractive. So how do I capitalize that for my shareholders? Time will tell, and we'll have that call this time next year.
Well, Brett, I think you're right. You're absolutely undervalued on many metrics compared to a lot of other development companies, especially considering that you already have 4 million ounces in the ground and you've got a massive drill program going on. So we'll keep following along. We're excited to see that resource estimate when it comes out. And in Q1 of next year, that PEA to put a pin in the economics. But just in the near term, what do you want investors to focus on for news flow? Let's say over the next few months, what should people keep their eyes out for?
They're going to see more drilling. They're going to see more of the same. They're going to see, you know, 100 plus meter intercepts at a gram, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. We're going to verify what we're saying. This deposit is bigger, wider, longer, open, and we're going to prove it. And we're going to prove it with drill results. So watch for more of the same. Watch for some more high grade shoots. Watch for some exciting stuff coming out of Coldstream, Iris Lake, and Hanlon Lake in the summer and fall. And follow the story, because this is a good one in my view.
All right, Brett, thank you for the update. Very nice drill hole here that we just recapped, and sounds like still a lot of drilling coming on a few newer targets that we're talking about here. So if anybody wants any follow-up information on the drill program or any of the recent results, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. And Brett, keep us up to date on future news. It's a very interesting story with a lot of exploration upside still. So we will have you back on the show. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks, Shab. We'll chat soon, okay? Take care, everyone.